On a sunny weekday afternoon, four people arrive at a one-lane bridge northeast of Charlottesville, unpacking a car loaded with mysterious gear. Nets, gloves, and waders, a table and chairs. They could easily be mistaken for picnickers. In fact, they're on a more serious mission.
Today we're looking for benthic macroinvertebrates, which are insects that live at the bottom of the stream.
Ann Dunkel is the monitoring program manager for Streamwatch, a group of citizens specially trained to Department of Environmental Quality standards. They gather information at 45 sites in the Rivanna River Basin.
You worry about runoff from farms, fertilizer, or from livestock.
Dot Price is a master naturalist, tested by the DEQ to assure the accuracy of the data she'll gather today at Mechunk Creek. Some bug larvae are highly sensitive to pollutants, she says, so their presence will signal a healthy stream.
By seeing what kind of bugs we have, DEQ can then make a rating as to the health of the stream.
And if the stream's in trouble, the department can impose regulations on neighbors to limit additional pollution.
All right, let's rock and roll.
Price and Dunkel join Zach Del Gresso and Marilyn Smith in wading through the stream, stopping at a shallow spot, stirring up the bottom for a few seconds, then scooping it into a net.
Set, go. 1,000, 2,000, 3,000, 1,000,
stop. The contents are then dumped onto the table where the team will look for and identify larvae.
This is a helgamite right there.
It's the larva of the Dobson fly.
And they have these large claw-like pinchers that they have at the end of it. The kids love them.
They'll fill water bottles and spray the tiny creatures to keep them cool and wet. It takes keen eyesight, patience, and a thorough knowledge of things that live in Virginia streams.
Mayflies, stoneflies, caddisflies, beetles, some true flies. And then within those orders, we have flatheads, spiny crawlers, small minnows.
But in addition to that, there's clams and snails and worms.
On a day like this, it's delightful work. But Del Gresso admits it can be dangerous.
Slippery rocks, that's the one thing. It'll surprise you, and then you'll just look like very uncoordinated for a second.
Volunteers may also encounter nosy neighbors.
Cows. And cows are always interested in what you're doing.
But the people who pass by often say thanks. They appreciate the stewardship of stream watchers. And Marilyn Smith believes the group has done some good.
You know, this is 10 years of data that's helping to frame what's going on. And even though the water quality hasn't improved that much, a lot more development's gone on. So hopefully it's doing some good and just raising people's awareness.
Price invites anyone with at least a dozen free hours a year to consider signing up for the sake of clean water and for their own good.
I like learning stuff. It's really interesting at my age to have to learn insects, entomology. This is not something I ever thought I would be doing. And it's hard. It really works my brain, which is good.
And for those who are too busy to go wading in Rivanna streams, Smith says the public can help by picking up after pets, withholding fertilizer, herbicides, and pesticides from lawns, and properly disposing of oil and chemicals. I'm Sandy Houseman.